We will call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting for Wednesday, May 28th, 2025, to order at 8:46 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation: Adams, Claybaugh, Haxby, Teeman, Dorn, and Juergens. Up first is the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held May 14th, 2025. Approve all claims through May 28th, 2025 in the amount of $775,180.17. Accept claim number 2505023 to RL Team and Construction in the amount of $33,798.82 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve canceling check number 2409022 to Windstream in the amount of $4,023.37. Receive and place on file the 24 Adams Rescue Report. And approve specs and call for bids on courthouse lighting project. Bids to be opened on June 25th, 2025 at 9:15 a.m.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Dorn, second by Adams to approve the consent agenda as presented. Any questions or items to be pulled off? If not, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda: approve or disapprove claim number 2505023 to RL Teeman Construction Inc. in the amount of $33,798.82. This would bring the total amount of claims paid through May 28, 2025 to $808,978.99. This is a company I'm involved with.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote.
There you go.
5 in favor with Teeman abstaining. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Welcome again to the public. If there are no comments, we will move on to committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights, Mr. Dorn.
Dave's here, so we'll let him take over.
Morning, Mr. Jones.
Good morning. The flags around the courthouse, they look very nice this year. They were supposed to come down yesterday at 5 o'clock, and because of the rain, they were still pretty wet, and so the Legion did postpone that until tomorrow at 5 o'clock, so they'll come down tomorrow. Adam and I have been cleaning up the attic big time, trying to get rid of some stuff. I'm excited for Don has been working on a grant for the light replacements in the courthouse to change out to all LED lights. And so the bid spec on that I did have up there, so I'm excited to see that. A few things when we do take bids, I just would like to make sure that get the right ones for the right job. Our LED or the compact fluorescents, there were actually 3 or 4 different wattages on that, so I'm going to check and see if they do have one that is programmable to where it can be lower lighting. And I also want to see, like in the courtrooms, that's a 22 or 24 foot ceiling. Hopefully we can access those from the, whenever we had to change the bulbs, we would get them from the top. So I hope in this case too that if one would happen to go out, and that's my concern, is sometimes when we do have like a power outage or just a blink, sometimes ballast would go out. So I would imagine these might be the same thing where they would go out to where if we do need to change them in certain areas, we could get to them. So those are just things that I'm going to check when we do get the bids on that. I did bring up ramp bids. I'm still holding off on that yet. We would probably do the door, change out the door and remove the column first, and then go with the changing out the concrete and the hydronic tubing on the ramp. So I'm still working on that. We did talk about storage or lack of storage. It just seems as the courthouse floor plan has changed over the years. We do have storage kind of scattered around in different areas, and I know we could all use some more good storage for that. So that's going to be up for discussion some more, I guess. So that's what I had.
Any questions for Dave? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Equalization, we just had a brief meeting. Notices went out Friday. And I'm sure we'll start hearing on that. We'll have the two referee contracts in 2 weeks on the agenda. Finance and insurance, Mr. Juergens.
Large ticket items. Washington County, Kansas Sheriff, boarding inmate, $13,500. Beatrice Concrete, sand and gravel, rock and gravel, $201,503.07. Tather and Sons, asphalt, $12,160.45. Landmark Implement Incorporated, Skidster Rental, $10,045. R.L. Thiemann Construction, Township Gravel and Hauling, $33,798.82. Rock On Incorporated, Hauling Material, $17,849.33. Straight Line Striping, Road Striping, $37,785.60. City Beatrice, Quarterly 9/11 Service Fee, $60,288.28.
Two other quick things for you guys. I've been in contact with the Mayor Beatrice a few times over the last week, as well as the administrator. I talked to them again this morning. They're meeting at 9 o'clock, but the council has not had time to review the 911 agreement yet, so we don't have any new news there yet. But hopefully that's going in a good direction. I talked to Chief Murphy also. They put a request in for $7,000, or Chevis did, the victim advocate. I suppose that's what it's called, victim advocate
assistant.
She put a request in for $7,000. That didn't sound right. I talked to Toby, and that would be in addition to the grant that she received. That grant went away this year, so they need to have some direction from us if we want to fund half of what they would have gotten from that grant. So that would be the $7,000 plus another $13,000 for a total of $20,000 from the county, and then the city would match that other $20,000. Roger, I don't know if you want to touch on this because you work with the victim advocate assistant.
Well, it is an important part of law enforcement all around, because the legislature does, through statute, requires that we stay in contact with the victims, and I'm not making that sound like it's a good, bad thing, but it really, a lot of times, we need a buffer. I think what started this thing, they lost some of the funding from the grant, and again, it's one of those grants that starts out here and weans you off of it as you go down the road. And so they ended up, you may recall a couple of years ago, I think it was, they wanted or requested some more money from this county so they could keep the second position. And I honestly don't, I haven't heard if this is the second position or is this,
I believe,
covering the one
this
the one
is
position.
The one person. We didn't give the additional funding last year and the second person went away, so this is down to one person the way I understand it.
Well, I'd certainly like to see the numbers, and we can go through that. But it is a position we need to find some way, whether it's through our office. We're going to need somebody to cover that. And it makes more sense that we share the responsibility, because the city also has that responsibility too. So it's another opportunity to share costs of a person that's required by the law.
I talked to Chief Murphy again this morning on this. He's called a couple times to make sure we had the numbers right on it. Would you guys be in favor of supporting half of that then?
Back door, yeah. I think we just need to look and see what it looks like in the budget. We've got a lot of other things that we have to consider as well.
Because they're going to be getting closer and closer to that. Their paperwork needs to go in on that to see if we're in support of that as well. Because there's still some funding. It sounds like just not enough. I guess I could tell them that they wanted to know something this week, if possible, talking to the chief this morning.
That's awfully a quick turnaround for, I mean, they work in government as we work in government.
Well, the problem is, I think Sheva's put a request in for the wrong amount.
No, that's what they've always requested.
Right, because she thought, she didn't realize there's any grant funding there. The staff people don't know where the money actually comes from, so that's basically the stuff in addition to that grant. Now without that grant, the funding's not there. We won't know on our budget. I mean, we can't wait till we know on our budget, because that's realistically, we'll approve our budget in 4 months.
We've also had requests due and in, so we can start looking at those things and have a better idea where we're at as well.
Kind of. I mean, like I say, if we could put our budget together in June, like, would make sense and be done, but it's not possible with
we would have a better idea in next week or a couple weeks, because I think some of those requests were due
last Thursday.
Yeah, so we have to go through all of that for everybody.
I'll tell them it sounds favorable, but we don't know. Like I say, the last one, we didn't give any additional funding after the grant funding was gone. But really, any organization asking what are we going to give them right now, we can't really give them an answer, just because we don't know. That's a good point. And a week, 2-4 weeks, we aren't going to know any more than we knew last week.
I don't think that we're going to know with this new legislation until they get it determined on what this cap is going to look like.
That won't affect us this year, though. That'll be for the following year.
No, it'll affect us this year.
Yeah, I think it's immediate.
Yeah, it's
the way I understood the budget meeting I went to, it's this year.
Yeah. So that will change a lot of the dynamics of what happens.
We aren't sure on new cap.
I know. Do I need to?
We are. Sounds favorable, and we will review. Tobias also called a week or two ago. He was looking to put in a grant for the city on something, asked if the county would be interested in having a letter of support. I told him yes. I don't see why we wouldn't be in support of any grant dollars that the city of Beatrice could put in. I said if we have something like that, send the paperwork over, we'll get it on our letterhead, and we'll get a letter back if there's no objection from the board. Human Resources and Employee Relations will have a closed session prior to adjournment to go over a couple employee conversations. Law Enforcement Emergency Management.
Have fun. Gus, you got anything?
Not right now.
Try it, Ralph.
Dump it on
him. Ms. Wiggin?
Good morning. I always have stuff, right? You can always count on me blabbering. But I did want to draw your attention, if you didn't hear, President Trump did declare a Nebraska presidential declaration with that storm that we had back in March 18th and 19th. Our county did go ahead and supply a declaration as also. We were $5,000 away from our threshold, so our total didn't go in there. That all of the loss was due to Norris Public Power's loss in our county. However, moving forward, there was 24 counties that are going to be included in that presidential declaration, and I believe that was at like 64, almost 65 million with that loss from that storm. So just wanted to give you a little bit of update on that. Also on Saturday, some of you may have experienced or at least known Lower Big Blue NRD had the Wymore Rural Project had a break in a pipe, and so they are on a full water boil notice as well. That has been repaired. However, the impact is now just waiting for the testing to come back, the three samples through the Health and Humane Services then that help with Edwards Department of Health and Human Services. So hopefully we'll have that no boil off by Cattleman's Ball. So moving forward, we're in full swing of Cattleman's Ball, assisting with them as needed. Last night, we met with the boundary jurisdictions of the fire districts. Driving out to the site, Blue Springs looks great. All the communities are really getting ready to showcase their communities, and I think Gage County should be really proud of, you know, the effort that everybody's making in addition to the volunteers that are coming forward. So other than that, that's all I really have. So,
you know, I was telling these guys, if you're not going to the Cattleman's Ball, it's still worth driving in from the mm-hmm. west to look at a quarter to three-eighths of a mile of tents that are there. It's yep. just flat impressive.
Our tent went up yesterday, so all the tents are in place. We've started security out there and so forth on site. So, but yeah, there's a full timeline, you know, of just a lot of things that have to be done. As you know from the agenda, you know, different things come up. So, but yeah, proud to serve in this moment, that's for sure. So,
it's exciting to have it here.
Yeah, thanks.
Anything else from the board? Road and Bridge, Mr. Jergens.
Axe.
Jergens?
You want me to wing it?
I think you should wing it, because it's very...
I'll wing it. Well, we haven't had a lot of rain, so the roads are in good shape.
That's a good one.
What do you have you want me to say?
Let me unbury my report.
It was pretty brief notes.
Terry, and this may be for Mark, but, you know, the Claytonia project, where are we? People are really starting to get to the point of...
Well, I think they'd be gone to the point of not
yes,
happy.
Yes. So...
Don't want to give us an update, Mr. Kunke?
Structure 1238, which would be the first structure just west of the intersection of Southwest 100th and Chestnut. Concrete broke yesterday at strength. The next one, they started pouring it last Thursday. They poured the east half. Weather has delayed them. Wasn't for sure if they poured the west half. Friday's rain off and on.
Too bad they didn't get it in the last 12 months when it was dry.
Yes, sir. They were continuing backfilling on structure 1240, and that's about all I got.
So when do we start damages?
June 1st, as far as I know.
Yep.
And that's per structure?
Per structure.
Per structure, not open to traffic, doesn't count seating or striping. I mean, that would probably be
That's. I wanted clarification on that, but I agree with that.
Because you have had them wait on seating, striping. I would say if cars are on it, we would consider it basically complete.
So okay. Theoretically, if they were to pull off structure 1240, go back to 1238, they could shoulder that one, get that one ready. That one could be labeled as a completed structure. 1239, I don't see it completed by June 1st just because of the way concrete's been breaking, that 3500 state mix. It's taken 2 weeks to hit strength. So I don't foresee that being open.
$1,200 a day.
Open there. 1240, yeah. They haven't even started pouring. They're still filling. And then 1236, they still got to pave that one.
That's what they're saying. It isn't.
Yeah, not a good scenario there, but I apologize to the folks that have dealt with that in the area. Now, it hasn't been open for that whole amount of time. Where are they at on their 45 days per structure? Because there's two pieces to this. They had 45 days per structure.
I'd have to check with Middle-A to see where that updates past. At.
45 days per structure ended May 1. Actually, technically, April 15th.
I did get a... Excuse me just a second. I did get several texts from Mr. Dorn's neighbor asking about some potholing on...
They were all cold patched late last week.
These weren't, evidently, because he sent me new pictures again. I told him this will be cycling through. We're not going to zigzag through the county. We are doing this systematically where you're working through and around. I'm assuming you got the same ones I did, Eddie. Were these last ones on Christ Lutheran or? I think these came in.
The one south of his driveway hasn't been patched yet, has it?
I'd have to check with my guys. They're up there patching.
I don't think so.
Claytonia right now.
But these are actually getting repaired, not just cold patched as they
will get repaired, yes.
As they come through. So part of it is not doing the same thing multiple times too, but I've told them we're systematically going through. But just so you're aware that we have been receiving encouragement on those. So just like every other pothole, it's important that we get it patched.
The asphalt company where we're getting our asphalt is a hit and miss of them running, so we're prepped for it, and then we want to go up there that next day, and the plant's down for maintenance or something broke, so there are some delays on that. But we've been really trying to mill like on Monday, Tuesday, to get enough to asphalt Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So we're trying to change things up a little bit. Instead of mill for just one truck and pump one day, the next day, and mill next day, we're trying to mill for 2 days, enough to haul for 3 days. It makes it a lot more economical.
The paint striping on Philly Adams Blacktop really helped.
Good.
And I was shredding there the other day, and I could not believe the traffic on that blacktop.
It's
crazy. It was just constant.
Well, think about a lot of these roads when they went to gravel, there might be a vehicle at a house now. How many vehicles are there? People don't have straight trucks anymore. They've got seven-axle semis coming off. They've got grain elevators on their place that are bringing, it's a whole different usage of the roads. It's where I think each year we need to look, are there different roads we need to beef up with more rock or gravel? As we're repairing roads, I think we need to look at white topping, things like that, that are a longer-term fix instead of these. Philly Adams got fixed in 13. Does that sound right?
Somewhere right in there.
13. So here we are only a few years later. And it's in need of repair again. If that had been white topped, you know, it'd be in its infancy yet.
We did a bond issue back then, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. And the entire county voted for that. That was something, you know, it took Beatrice, it took everyone. I have to give the county board at that time credit. I was on the city council, and they came to us and said, hey, here's what we're doing, this is why. They were really transparent, laid it all out, and they made a good sale on why we needed it. But I really think as we're looking forward, I've talked to Mark a little bit about that, potentially white topping instead of black top. And then as we put roads in, moving away from asphalt, perhaps just for the lifespan on concrete.
And hopefully with next year's budget, if everything goes right, we're going to try something out a little bit different next year for patching. So we're going to try to cover as much as we can and maybe bring in an outside subcrew to patch on those higher traffic roads. That should hopefully benefit Gage County quite a bit.
Also, we haven't armor coated for 2 years now.
Three
years, but we're still on that seven-year cycle. We had gotten way ahead, so now this year's armor coat will keep us on that seven-year cycle, which, 5 to 7 years is about perfect on that for armor coating. I assume next year, everything will be broken into sevens or fives approximately?
I already have that broken into fives.
Perfect. Anything else for road and bridge other than Terry saying the roads are in good shape?
I want an executive session on personnel.
Do you want to?
It can be later.
If we could put that just before adjournment, that would be fantastic. Yeah. Unless it'll take less than 3 minutes. We have a timed event at 9:15.
It'll take five by the time.
Try that. A
couple questions are asked.
Try to squeeze that one more item in. All right. Thank you, Mr. Kunke.
I know. How long our class is.
We have a timed event at 9:15. We will skip over that for now. Up next, approve or disapprove special designated liquor license to Native 32 Winery, LLC, for the event held on June 7th, 2025 at the Cattlemen's Ball, 2025 Blue Springs, Nebraska. We have a letter from the Sheriff's Office. He is aware and does not oppose the special designated license.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Dorn. Do you have any questions on this? Native 32.
I'm just curious, where is Native 32? I've never heard of it, so I mean...
Would you like to come up and give us a little info on yourself?
Yeah, sure, I have to.
Yes, you do.
Ann Doman, I am working with the Cattlemen's Ball for wine tasting, and so we've been trying to get local Nebraska wines to participate and have samples that day of the event, and then also offer them the opportunity to sell to the customer. Well, or the attendees would be a better way to explain it. Native 32 is out west. I have to peek at my handy tip sheet because I can't remember exactly where they're located. The reason why we're at this late time is I had a bad email address for them. So that is why we're up against the clock on this one. So I appreciate your consideration. They are actually out in West Point, Nebraska. So that's where they're at. One of the few wineries, and we also have Tall Tree Tasting is going to be participating as well. And then we have a few wineries from California. So we had a few additional wineries that backed out at the last minute due to the timing. So it will still be a good representation of some Nebraska wines for the event.
Anne, would you spell your last name for the record?
Doman is D as in David, O-H, M as in Mary, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy.
Any questions for Ms. Doman?
Sure, thank you.
Thank you for your work on this project as well.
Thank you.
Motion by Juergens, second by Dorn. Any additional discussion or question? If not, please vote.
Eamon, what are you doing?
He's messing with his switch again.
getting closer.
6 in favor. Motion carries.
Anne, if you want to take this across the hall, and my staff can make a copy of it.
Yeah, since you're chasing the clock right now.
At this time, 9:15, I'd ask for any bids for the pickup that's going out for bids to be handed in right now. Seeing none, I'd ask for a motion to close bidding at 9:15.
Motion to close.
Moved by Dorn, second by Juergens. Please vote. 6 in favor. Bidding is closed. Do you have some bids, I hope? I'll give those to Mr. Dorn and Juergens.
This one came in. I opened it because I didn't know it was a bid until I got it open. So I stapled it shut right away.
Okay. The first bid.
I'll break it down.
Is for a 2024 Ford.
Who's it from?
Valios Auto Group. Contact is Jay Skrabowski.
I can't do it.
The total amount. Total amount.
Right here. Total amount, $46,111.98.
And that's for a Dodge?
No, Ford.
Ford.
2024 Ford. 6.8 liter.
Twin Rivers.
Twin Rivers.
Oh, that'd be Ford, that'd be...
For a 2024 Ram 3500, regular cab, 8-foot bed, $47,000 even.
That's from Twin Rivers Dodge. Yeah.
Zollner Ford.
This is from Zollner Ford of Beatrice. Price, $44,999.
Is that a 24?
It doesn't say on this sheet. Maybe look. Yeah. It said a 2024 or newer is how he described that. And all the details. Mr. Chairman, being we... Another one?
Nope, that's it.
Mr. Chairman, being we have multiple bids here, I see there's a little discrepancy in the engine. Could I have Mark review these and give us a recommendation?
Absolutely. We have another agenda item as well as a couple of closed sessions, so I don't think it'll take long to review the pickup bids.
Shouldn't.
Thank you, Mr. Juergens. The apparent low on this currently would be Zollner Ford at $44,999. We'll see what Mark comes up with on these. There's one more agenda item here. Approve or disapprove agreement with Southeast Nebraska Adult Drug Court and Gage County. The agreement includes a budget request amount of $11,235. The drug court, we've heard from Councilor Harris multiple times how this has saved the county a lot of money. Hopefully lowered recidivism. And also helped a lot of people kind of get back on track. The chances of going back into the system after drug court are quite a bit lower than without drug court. I may be optimistic, but it seems like we have less issue now than we had maybe 5 years ago with some of these issues, and I don't know what all's played into that. But
well, at least the MOU in front of you for the two new supervisors is a very cost-effective program. And I'll tell you, this is probably the only time I'm going to appear in front of you telling you I'm asking for less on a budget this year. Okay? It's actually $6.94 less than last year. And it's based on the percentages of the number of people that are in the program overall, as well as the drug court people do a real good job of managing their expenses. And just so everybody understands, the state is really good about funding the large portion of this. So, yeah, what you have in front of you is a small part of it. As Chairman Thiemann indicated, our recidivism rate is very low. A very good program that's run over there. In fact, as you may recall, we have a new one on the east side of our district now at Auburn, and it's mirrored basically the same program as we have in Wilbur. So unless you have any questions, I would heartily recommend that you continue your participation in this program with the adult drug court in Wilbur.
Approximately how much does the state put in? I assume we're a small portion of that.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be a wild guess for me, but, you know, I'd say we're probably about 15-20% through our program, and that's by design. It was to get these things going. As you've been following, Columbus was trying to get a drug court started. They had the numbers. They need one up there. Through the budget process with the legislature and the governor, that was going to fall by the wayside, but I think they found some money to keep that one going, as well as the Veterans Court in Lincoln, which is an exceptional court there. These are called problem-solving courts, and they do serve a very good purpose. In fact, we were looking at a Veterans Court down here, but because of the tightness in the money at the state level, we're going to have to put that off a little bit. But
Mr. Claybaugh, just going through the counties, Fillmore County puts in $3,225, Gage $11,235, Jefferson $1,445, Saline $1,000, Thayer $1,445. Their requested budget is $24,600. And they had $6,000 of carryover, so they requested the $18,000. So with carryover, it's nice to see that they aren't just emptying out their budget either. That's, you know, on a $24,000 budget, when you have $4,000 left or $6,000 left, a quarter of that they could have spent on something, and they carried it over, so... That's nice to see as well.
In that packet that they did provide you, they have a list of the personnel and stuff, so it gives you some idea that we are that $24,000, $25,000 is a very small part of that. But also they blend in some of their probation officers who do more than one job, too. So, yeah, at least from our standpoint, I don't think that number's gone up much. It fluctuates depending on. We take a head count as of the first part of the year. And that's what determines our percentage.
Does this fall under the probation office, then?
Yeah. Yes, it's a probation model, so absolutely.
We do not have a motion on this.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Juergens, to approve the agreement with Southeast Nebraska Adult Drug Court in Gage County. Any additional comments or questions? This would be for $11,235. If not, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Turn this back over to Mr. Juergens.
My assistant, Mr. Dorn, missed a bid.
I didn't see it.
Same thing.
But it was it was in by
yeah.
It was in on time and everything, and with the others.
This one is from Premier GMC. Bid price on a 2025 on one unit, $48,300.
Your former assistant didn't seem to miss items like that. Do you have a recommendation for us?
That's why I didn't miss it. It was too high.
Anybody going to go through that one?
Yes.
Maybe. Any highlights or oddities or anything like that?
They're all pretty standard. This when I created the specs, I did talk to the three local companies and got their general information and made the specs to kind of make sure everybody would be able to fit in that. It wasn't just a certain engine spec. It wasn't just a certain... wheel, blah, blah, blah. It was pretty generalized between this size and this size, and this is the weight we needed. So that's what we went off. I would recommend going with the bid from Zollner Ford.
For the dollar amount, do you have
$44,999. They also have that in stock, so it is able for pickup.
$44,999.
ASAP is another benefit of the factor.
It was
the lowest bid.
One ton, four wheel drive.
Single cab.
Single cab. With a box or cab chassis?
With a box.
You're not going to put a flatbed on
it? We will put a flatbed on it. It was, timing was easier to get that box than it wasn't without the box. Hmm. Plus, if future we get other Fords, we have an extra box if something does happen.
I would ask for a motion to accept the bid from Zollner Ford for a 24 Ford, one-ton, four-wheel drive, regular cab pickup for $44,999.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Dorn. Nice to see our local dealers all bid on this. And one of our local dealers get the award as well. But thank everyone that did submit a bid. We even got one from out of town. So,
Junction City, Kansas.
Any additional questions, comments? If not, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. We will have a closed session.
Recess.
We'll have a recess at 9:27 for approximately 5 minutes or so. After that, we will have a closed session basically going over personnel to personnel discussions. Thank you all for coming. We'll recess at 9:27.
Ladies know, and I'll get them out of here tomorrow. Right.
We will reconvene at 9:33 on the clock. I'd ask for a motion to go into closed session necessary for the protection of the public.
Thank you, sir.
So moved.
Public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual. We'll be discussing personnel. Motion by Dorn to go into closed session at 9:33.
Second.
Second by Adams. Please vote. 6 in favor. We are in closed session. Shut her down.